Blind Cool Tech for April the 8th, 2006. Hello again, everybody. This is Brandon Armstrong from Texas. And if you'll remember my last podcast, we did the Civil War reenactment, part one. And tonight I thought I would conclude with part two. So, here again is the Civil War reenactment from last weekend, part two.
Still a pretty good walk.
Yeah, still a pretty good foot.
Yeah.
Well, they fought entirely on the eastern
side of Mississippi.
Texas fought entirely on the eastern side of Mississippi.
Well,
there were one of four regiments. The other three regiments were with the Army of Northern Virginia. The Texas Regiments. This is the first of Texas.
Well,
and that Texas was with actually the Army of Mississippi first, then they became the Army of Tennessee, and then they were the Army of the Gulf last.
And they were in Mobile Bay.
Right.
They fought major engagements, Shiloh first, Perryville, Mississippi, Chickamauga, Tennessee campaign, which is Franklin, Green Hill, Nashville. Four separate times, the Army of Tennessee, well, actually Forrest, the commander of the rear guard action,
General Forrest,
right,
and his cavalry, requested the 9th Texas to be the infantry to help them out.
Wow.
They were requested by General Forrest because they were putting the wagons in the drive, and then they were horse fighting.
And I take it they fought mostly on foot.
Oh, yes. The infantry fights on foot. We don't ride horses.
I guess they're about to fire here again in a minute.
No, they've secured the piece. They've secured the cannon. The infantry's out drilling. And so they're not going to fire the cannon with the infantry out in front of them drilling.
Right.
Do you have any more questions?
Not really. That just answered my questions thoroughly. So, I find that interesting.
Well, I'm a reenactor of the American Revolution, the Texas Revolution, and the Civil War.
How long does it take to train to reenact some of these battles? I mean, how many? I guess it takes.
It depends. Now, if we're just doing a battle and everything, the good training where that you can do the capital steps and do right and the correct turns and the line and the firing, it takes, I'm going to say, about 3 months of continuous practice.
Wow.
But whenever you're doing hand-to-hand, we are one of the few units in the nation that actually does hand-to-hand. And we're in a weather group, the first units generally do hand-to-hand against each other. And we choreography. It's all
we know what
our opponent is going to do because we match up with the same person all the time.
Right.
And
they know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do.
And so
we never try to hurt them. And we never try to hurt us. It goes very good.
Yeah.
One time, whenever we were in battle, we were in battle.
Do you get a script first and learn off a guide, or Imagine that would get very, very hot, especially in battle. So there was no way for the troops to cool themselves off in those uniforms.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed my podcast, and I will continue to post them as long as people enjoy them. If you have any questions about this or any other podcast I have posted to Blind Cool Tech, feel free to email me at stunnerstud@hotmail.com, or you can also email me at stunnerstud@gmail.com. That's stunnerstud@gmail.com. Feel free to ask me any questions, and I'll be more than happy to answer them. Larry, keep up the great work, as I've said before. We love your podcasts, and we'll see you all later. Thanks for listening.